I'm Marco Werman. This is The World.
Eso. Así.
This is Cuban music, maybe not a Cuban music you'd expect, but Cuban all the same. There's still plenty of old-school mambo in Havana these days. But in the streets of Havana, in stores and in people's cars, you hear a whole lot of other popular styles. And sorting through all these sounds is Giles Peterson. He's a British DJ and producer. Peterson's also a music archivist of sorts. He visits cool places and unearths the best old and new music that place has to offer. Giles Peterson joins us from our London studio. You know, you've got one of the greatest gigs in the world. You're not just a DJ. You go crate digging all over the planet. You offer it to listeners who don't know about this unfamiliar music, and then you find ways of working it into your own DJ sets. This trip to Havana, though, was different. It was more like a recon mission for you to check out young Cuban artists who are now dominating the scene there. What, aside from Havana being Havana, what inspired you to go there?
Well, it was just one of those places that I hadn't actually visited, and the opportunity came up to go there and to sort of start searching out a new generation of young Cubans. And so I went to Egrem Studios, which is the place where they recorded the Buena Vista Social Club albums, and put
what
together...
What you called a five-day Egrem Studio love-in.
Yes, it was definitely an Egrem Studio love-in. I mean, it was a very tight schedule that we had there, because to make an album in under 5 days, I mean, we had 1 day for rehearsals and 4 days to actually nail 14 tracks. And it wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for the brilliant Roberto Fonseca on piano, who was just very fortuitous that he was available, and he knew the studio very well, speaks perfect English, and is really understanding of where I'm coming from.
Roberto Fonseca, in fact, plays on this track, La Revolución del Cuerpo, The Revolution of the Body. Was that one of those tunes that you nailed in the studios there, like in one take?
Yeah, that was a very interesting one, actually, because I really wanted to catch that rumba flavour, the real sort of spiritual side of the music. And there's a group called Aguera who did a hip-hop version of that song, and I wanted to do something different, but still using the MCs and the rappers, but on a pure Cuban rhythm. And so the day we started recording that song, there was a party going on below the studios, because next door to, or underneath the Egrem studio, there's the Egrem bar, and every Sunday they have a live sort of rumba session there. And so I was listening from the balcony, and I thought, well, we need to get those guys in just to give us the beat and the rhythm. So we got those guys upstairs to the studio,
putting the rum back in rumba.
Yeah.
The album is called Havana Cultura, New Cuba Sound, so these are new sounds, but what's striking too, I mean, you kind of alluded to that, is how rooted almost all of these examples you've collected are to kind of the basic lineage of Afro-Cuban music. What is it about that sound, that African sound, that groove, that these artists won't let go of?
Well, I think that a lot of the music which went into places like Brazil and Cuba inevitably comes from Africa, and the rhythms that were created by the early slaves, brought through the Santeria, the Capoeira, all these different aspects that are part of the sort of spiritual, religious, musical collage that those countries are coming from. And Cuba and its rhythms is still regarded as probably, you know, if you're a drummer or percussionist, you have to go to Cuba to learn all the different patterns and rhythms that make up sort of this Afro-Cuban sound. And I just wanted to make an album that, you know, reflected that, but also incorporated, you know, what else you're hearing on the streets, which is, you know, very much the sort of more digital reggaeton sounds, which, you know, don't always export so well outside of Havana or Miami. But I thought that it was very important to get that energy and flavor into this mix that we created called the New Cuban Sound.
Now, there's a singer on the album who's more veteran than most of the artists on this collection. Her name is Mayra Caridad Valdez, and she sings a cover of Fela Kuti's early hit, Fela Kuti from Nigeria, a song called Rofoforo Fight. That was kind of a curious choice. Was that yours or hers?
Oh, no, that was mine. I wanted her to do two songs. I wanted her to do a version of her brother's song, Chekere Son. Mm. Her brother was a member of Irakira, and it was that band that I first...
Is her brother Chucho Valdez?
Yeah, brother Chucho Valdez. And then I talked to her about doing a Fela Kuti song, because I thought it would be nice to kind of try and do a pure sort of literal Afro-Cuban tune. So to me, Fela Kuti is the king of Afrobeat and Nigerian music to a degree, and to kind of just get that Cuban take on it would have been interesting. So that's why we came up with this sort of Afro-Cuban version of Rofa Rofa Fight.
Now, despite, you know, all the examples of artists in Havana kind of pushing the limits of sound right now, there's still a lot of old-time Casa de la Trova music, you know, the real raw acoustic, almost Santeria jams that you find in these little places, in corners in Havana. What are most people in Cuba listening to these days? I mean, that kind of stuff, or the music you feature on Havana Cultura, or something else like reggaeton?
Yeah, I think there's an awful lot of reggaeton, really, when you think about it. If you're walking around, you're listening to what's coming out of the taxis and just the day-to-day life of the youth. It's really about reggaeton. There is a smaller hip-hop scene. You have to find it, though, because lyrically it might be a little bit more challenging, maybe a little bit more dangerous for expression's sake. And then you've got the music that's more for the tourist trade, which is the more traditional stuff that, you know, we're all quite used to, but still sounds beautiful and is done fantastically well. And there's always been a great jazz scene in Cuba, so you've got a whole heap of Roberto Fonseca type of musicians that keep coming out of the Cuban machine of music.
Giles Peterson, DJ, music explorer, record producer, and now musician. His latest record is a collection of music called Havana Cultura, New Cuba Sound. Giles, very good to speak with you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marco.
We've got a really cool video from Havana featuring Giles Peterson and some of the artists he worked with when he was there. And tomorrow, we'll hear some old Cuba sounds that have been hidden away for decades. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in. La decepción llega cuando uno no espera que la vida te estimule solo con acciones feas. Cuando usted le llegue, disimule, porque aunque no crea, detrás de una vienen las demás bajando la escalera. Ojalá usted pueda hacer aquel ser que no se deja.